Today, you're going to take a short drive through your neighborhood while you practice the next step in the DARE response. In this audio, I will explain the second step and tell you exactly what to do on your drive. Before you begin, think of a place in your neighborhood that will be your destination. It's important to have a specific place you are driving towards and one that is slightly outside your comfort zone, so it creates anxiety thinking about going there. Once you have a destination in mind, here's what comes next. You walk out to your car, open the door, and get inside. You sit in the driver's seat and turn the car on. You hear the sound of the engine starting, the various beeps and noises that let you know your car is ready to go. You're just about to leave your driveway, but before you do some of the deep breathing and progressive muscle relaxation, as we learned previously. Then, when you're ready, you pull out. And as you drive, you'll begin to notice a number of what-if thoughts running through your mind. What if, what if, what if? You notice the thoughts and begin to calmly dismiss them with your so what or whatever type response. You imagine the anxiety monster in your mind and begin to talk back to it. Some people even bring a small toy or teddy to represent their monster and they stick it on their dashboard. Whatever anxiety. It's just nervous arousal. So what if I have a panic attack? I've had them before and I've survived every one. So what if I go too far from home anxiety? My comfort zone is just an illusion. It doesn't matter where I am. I can handle the anxiety. You continue to drive through your neighborhood. What do you see? What landmarks stand out to you? What houses and streets do you drive past? You've diffused the anxiety a bit, but it lingers, and it's now time to use the next step in the DARE response. It's time to accept your anxiety. Acceptance begins by talking back to your anxiety. Tell your anxiety, "I accept and allow this anxious feeling." You may want to say it more than once. "I accept and allow this anxious feeling. I accept and allow this anxious feeling." Or, "I accept and allow these anxious thoughts." Repeat that over to yourself as you're driving along. You can imagine your anxiety monster sitting next to you as you speak to it. You find that the more you accept and welcome anxiety along for the ride, the less anxiety overwhelms you. Remember, every time you go for a drive, you're going to feel anxious. Expect anxiety to be there and accept its presence. The more open and accepting you can be, the less you'll feel upset by the situation. You continue driving towards your destination that is outside your comfort zone. And once you arrive there, pull over. Let's say going to your local Walmart is the destination, as you've not driven there, maybe in any inn. I'm going back to let's say. Let's say going to the local Walmart is your destination, as you've not driven there in a long time. So when you get there, pull over, park, and work through your anxiety in the car park. Give yourself credit for getting there and avoid the urge to return home right away. By pausing for a moment, you're sending a clear signal that you are safe and that you can handle this anxious discomfort. There is nothing dangerous that would cause you to have to head home immediately. Once you've stopped long enough for your anxiety to dissipate, you can turn around and then drive back home. Ideally, you want to stay until you actually get bored, as that really sends a clear signal that there is no threat in being in that space. You own that new space in your mind, not anxiety. Practice this step today. It's important to actually get in your car and practice. The more you practice, the easier driving will become over time. In addition to practicing in real life, begin to practice in your imagination by visualizing driving to this spot and other places you fear every night before you go to bed. Imagine driving while using the dare response. Imagine diffusing and accepting your anxiety. Imagine yourself reaching your destination without fear. Imagine yourself driving to different places that make you feel uncomfortable and doing it successfully. That might be driving over bridges, tunnels, or being in traffic. The more you experience success in your thoughts, the more prepared you will be to continue your practice in real life. Accepting your anxiety is such an important step in your recovery. It helps you move through resistance and calms your body. Acceptance is uncomfortable, but you are strong enough to withstand the discomfort. Acceptance is uncomfortable, but it will be an important key to your success. Accept the anxiety each and every time it comes, and notice how the anxiety begins to transform and then dissipate the more you welcome its presence.